dass ich ihn nicht entfernt.
These kind of concepts
are not frequently talked about by people because it impels us to look at worldly phenomena, but going beyond that to look at the root, the source of the mind. And this is oftentimes a concept that's foreign to us.
比如说大家现在在听我就是讲解这一个参同器，你听到的是我讲话的声音，大家会觉得你听到我在讲这一部这个肯定是祖师的语录，那好像你有听到我，那也听到声音。那通常我们会认为我是心哦，就是你听到那个我好像是体，然后讲这个语录是什么？是声音。你还要听到这个看到的现象，看到的现象，那里面还有一个我，那通常我们认为的我就是心哦。那就等于相当我们现在讲的体跟用，或是眼跟暗。
So, for instance, right now you're listening to my voice. I'm commenting on this inquiry into matching paths, this particular verse by a patriarch. Whereas you're really hearing voices, so oftentimes there is a sense of self that is attached to it. You perceive it as a voicing ba shi that saying these verses. And so the self, the mind that is perceiving is the essence, whereas the sound is the phenomenon.
那大家可以听到声音，可以看到我的表情。那佛教的名词就是说，这一个我能够产生声音，然后能够有表情的，这是我的心啊。那你用你的心看到我讲话的声音，然后我的表情啊，这是现象。那你们看得到我的心吗？
So as you're listening to the sound, and you're looking at my facial expression, those are the phenomena. Whereas the thing that is perceiving this phenomena is the mind. So you're able to perceive these phenomena. So are you able to see my mind? Probably a bit confused. Let me give you another example.
你们在看电视的时候，电视里面有人啊，那你比如说我讲这个叫奥巴马好了啊，奥巴马有他的一个对奥巴马的样子嘛啊，那很爱讲话的声音。请问你们看到奥巴马的声音、奥巴马的样子，还是看到你们能够看到奥巴马？
So let me give you another example. You're watching TV right now, and on TV there are images of people, right? And let's say you're looking at the image of Obama, President Obama. President Obama gave forth the voice. He has a voice, and he has this image. So what are you really perceiving? Are you perceiving the sound and the image of Obama, or are you really perceiving Obama?
你们有没有看到奥巴马？
Do you see him? Do you perceive him?
那比如说奥巴马最近表现比较好，之前表现不好，那你很生气，那请问你是生气奥巴马还是生气声音？
So let's say President Obama, previously he wasn't performing so well and he's doing better now, but you were kind of mad at him. So were you mad at his voice or were you mad at himself?
We 通常是 认为神就是奥巴马，那个影像就是奥巴马。
Oftentimes we perceive the his voice, the sound, or the image of this person as the actual person.
那这边就要讲那个灵跟暗啊，灵就是声音、形象，那暗是背后那个发出声音，然后产生表情的那一个体有心。
So let's go back to the dichotomy we were talking about, brightness and darkness. In this situation, brightness is referring to the phenomenon that's easily perceived by us, the voice or the image. Whereas darkness is the underlying source, the generator, the trigger of this voice and the image.
大家看到也是听到声音的，也看到那个影像，那产生声音跟影像的是心还是那个机器？
So you are able to perceive the sound and you are able to see the image. So what is creating the sound and the image? Is it the mind or is it the machine?
心哦，你从电视机可以看到它有心，电视机里面有心。
Someone said, it's the mind. The 法师 said, are you sure the mind? You see the mind from the TV, the machine of the television?
这个是奥巴马，就是在电视里面，他就是躲在电视里面啊讲话，还是机器跟他讲话？
Is Obama himself hidden inside the television, or is it the TV that's producing all these sounds and image?
那这边就是在讲，就是说，你看到现象的时候，要看到体，就它那一个产生这些声音现象的那个心啊，我们现在叫做暗，或者说叫做理，或者叫做体，就是你的体。那我们看到现象，那你们看到那个新的题。
So what we are trying to emphasize here is whenever you perceive phenomena, it could be an image or the sound, we have to go beyond and look beneath the phenomena and try to see the mind that's creating all these phenomena.
啊，电视里很明显的就是它机器发出声音来啊，然后机器。显现这个影像出来。那我现在活活生生的人，我也讲话，那我也表情，那这个是机器，这个是什么？进化出来的。哎，看到了没有？在哪里
的？一体
那
一体。
对，这在哪里？
我们常说相由心生。
对的。
应该是后讲回来说，那动作一些的形象那个本质上其实。
我知道，这有心在哪里？你看到我的心在哪里？
So in the case of television, it's kind of easier to distinguish between the sound and image that's produced by the machine. Whereas, let's see, right now, I'm sitting here and giving a talk, my voice and my image. What is giving forth to these voices and images? Is it my mind? And one person in the audience said, it is the mind. But Fashi then asked, where is the mind then? Do you see the mind itself?
因为我现在活着，所以你可以觉得我应该有心啊。那假如我死了，那我心跑到哪里去了？
The fact that I'm alive, that you can deduce that, yeah, he probably has a mind, has a heart. But once I pass away, then is there still a mind?
那这里面是讲说，你看到现象的时候，你一定要看到他的心，两边同时看到。
So what we're talking about here is when we observe and perceive phenomena simultaneously, you should also be able to see the mind two at the same time, simultaneously.
那我们一般是把声音当成他的心呢？
But oftentimes we mistakenly take this voice as the mind itself.
是我睡着的时候，请问你可以看到我的心吗？
So say if I have fallen asleep, then can you see my mind?
我死掉了，我睡着了，你看到都是一具尸体了，是一个心理在那边，可是你不晓得他的心在哪里，因为我坐在那边都不讲话， 你大概不知道我心在哪里。
So if I have fallen asleep, or if I pass away, or even just sitting there quietly, are you able to see my mind then?
所以当你对一个人就是睡得跟死猪一样，你就那他说搞什么，就是叫都叫不醒，你是对着这个现象在哪，对着他的心。
So if someone had fallen into deep slumber and couldn't be awoken, and then you get mad at this person and say, what are you doing? I tried to wake you up and you just don't respond. In a situation like this, are you yelling at the body, or are you talking directly to the mind?
如果你睡觉看不到他的心，那他死了你也看不到他的心，那睡觉跟死亡有什么差别？
So if you're unable to see someone's mind while that person has fallen asleep, and you're not able to see a person's mind while the person is dead, then what is the difference between the state of sleeping versus death?
就看不到，就是一个是会动，一个不会动。
You can't see the mind in either case, can you? The only difference is one, the body can still move a little bit, and the other case, it doesn't move anymore.
那这边就是讲话，好像也感觉我有心在讲话。那不讲话，你会感觉我的心在哪里吗？你如果可以看到，那你叫陈国强说，你看到明当中有暗，暗当中有明。
不讲话的时候看到。
对对。就讲话嘛，你很清楚说啊，我在讲话的。那我不讲话的时候，请问我那个心，你也可以看到，那大家可以体会说，明中有暗，暗中有明。
So it's relatively easy for you to see my mind while I'm talking, and you see what the mind has generated. But even if I'm not talking, if then you're still able to see my mind.Then you are able to begin to experience the notion of able to perceive darkness within brightness and vice versa, seeing brightness within darkness.
Okay. Is it possible to define mind? That could, like, what I might think is like, oh, the essence of Gojin Fasman,
the essence of, but I want to know, so you keep saying mind to mind. Yeah, please. Is it possible to define mind? 有可能为这个心下一个准确一点的定义，因为我们一直在说国清法师的 mind 或者是谁谁谁的 mind 的心，那这个心到底是什么？
好，那中文的心可以有很多讲法，比如说讲真心妄心。
The mind in Chinese has multiple definitions that it could be talked about in terms of the true mind versus the false mind, illusory mind.
甚至可以讲说什么智慧心、烦恼心。
Or the wisdom mind versus the vexed mind.
比如说分别心没有分别心。
Or whether your mind makes differentiation versus the mind that doesn't make differentiation.
然后这一个烦恼心又可以分为说贪心、嗔心、什么嫉妒心，还有傲慢心一大堆嘛。
And the mind of vexation can even be further divided into a mind with greed, with anger, with ego, or even with jealousy. Many, many differentiations.
还有就是什么话要专心啊，不小心啊。
And even we can talk about someone needs to have a unified mind, or someone has to put his mind on something so he's not careless in making mistakes.
那太高的心，可是他这个心，他的背后的一个源头是同一个。
So we talk about all these different kinds of mind, different state of mind, but ultimately the source of the mind, there's only one.
那这个源头，这个心，本身，它可以感知，可以认知。
So this origin, this mind, it has the ability to perceive, to feel, and to make recognition.
比如说我们每个人都有心啊，你可以用心看到我，用心听到我。通常我们在用眼睛看到我，用什么？用耳朵听到我的话。那我现在就用心啊，用心看到我，用心听到我讲的话。那用你的心去想我讲的话是什么意思？那用你的心。感觉说哦，听得很舒服，是用心感觉，全部都是心。
I'm sitting here giving a talk. You can use your mind to hear my voice and to use your mind to try to understand the essence of the lecture. It's all due to this mind.
那这些都是心的功能，是心的。这个源头本质产生的种种功能。
These are the functions of the mind. The mind, the origin of all these is the mind. But to perceive, to make recognition, distinction, to hear the sound and see images, those are the functions of the mind.
当然，就是新的种种功能，并没有。离开心的，它的那个体，
是性，
啊，
性，
讲性也可以啊，名词是一样的啊，心性都可以啊。
So all these functions of the mind, does not depart from the very essence of the mind, or we could often refer to it as the nature of the mind.
有声音。心可以听到，没有声音，心能不能听到？
So there's a sound, the mind can perceive it, right? But if there's no sound, can the mind perceive it as well?
你身体中风了，心可不可以感知到身体中风了？
If you suffer from a stroke, can the mind perceive that you have suffered from a stroke? So your body has
心应该还知道你中风了哈。
The mind probably still knows, right?
这时候心有没有中风
？But does the mind itself suffer from that stroke?
没有啊，那、
okay.
唯一比较麻烦的就是我们那个心昏迷，但它到底心在哪里就不知道了。
But what would be more troublesome if the mind is confused and deluded, then we wouldn't even know where the mind is anymore.
还有我们就是手术的时候打麻醉了，结果你也不知道心跑到哪里去了。
Or even if you undergo a operation and receive anesthesia, and in that situation you wouldn't know where the mind has gone.
下次你们如果有机会再去打麻醉的时候，你就练习一个，就是说，这个最就是不知道没关系，我一定要知道说我真的心在哪里。
Next time if you have the chance to get anesthesia again, try to experience it. Experience where have my mind gone?
因为你的心，你这个心能够认知的心，不会因为打麻醉的心就不见了。
This your mind, this mind that has the ability to perceive and recognize, this mind doesn't disappear when you have anesthesia.
就像我们睡觉，你们知道，清醒的时候到睡觉的时候，那时候睡觉那个心跑到哪里去了？你也不知道，跟那个什么，跟这个被麻醉差不多。
Similarly, when you're sleeping, where has your mind gone? Probably don't know either. kind of similar to what you have in Egypt.
那有一些禅修的人，他们有能力从清醒的状态一直知道他已经在睡觉，他心还不知道耶。
Some very seasoned meditators have the ability to stay alert and knows the difference between when you're in a state of awakening versus falling asleep.
假如你那个心在任何一种状态，你都能够感到这一颗能知道的心，你都能够知道它在一种状态。虽然外境可能你可能看不到东西，可是你还知道你这颗心看不到东西，那表示你这颗心你是知道的。
So if you are able to be aware to know what the mind is at all times.Even though you may be in a situation where it's void of any external stimulation, but you still know where your mind is, then that's a good thing.
或许用另一个方式来讲，就是平常我的心我们不清楚啊，看到东西，然后有看到东西，没看到东西，这个心清楚的那个心，你都知道它存在。睡觉的时候。你也知道它存在，甚至打麻醉的时候，你也知道它存在，甚至昏迷，你也知道它存在，甚至死了，你也知道那个心身体不能动的，那心可能什么现象都没有了，可是你还是知道，那你慢慢的就说这个心并没有生，并没有死。
If you can be aware of the mind in all kinds of states, when you have fallen asleep, when you're looking at things, even when you are when you're dying, and in situations where it's just void of any external phenomena, stimulation, yet you still know that the existence of your mind, then you know where the mind is.
然后你在这个心不管在任何状态，它清清楚楚的，从来不会消失。接下来就可以再看，那这些你所看到的现象，或是从你心里面浮出来的念头，这个现象，它是怎么从这个心跑出来的？
That's the first stage, where you become aware of the existence of your mind.All kinds of states that it doesn't disappear. There's no rising or existing, extinguishing of the mind. That's the first thing. And then from there, you can begin to look into all these different phenomena that arises from your mind. You can begin to look into it to see how and where did it came from, the phenomena.
那如果是这样的话，那就说。那可能对我们现在讲的这个心就比较一个概念了，不知道这样的话大家讲的比较满意吗？
So if you're able to function like
I wasn't aware that I was joking
if you're able to function like that, then you can begin to have a clear sense of the nature of the mind.
知道了。好，你等一下啊。那通常我们所认知的心是不是这颗心？我们所认知的心是，你看到，你是那么用心看到，可是这颗心会随着你听到的这个看到的那个心就不见了，我们叫做妄心。
But usually, the mind that we are more familiar with.Is not the essence of the mind. The mind that we're familiar with follows phenomena. So if there's an image arises or a sound arises, the mind follows the sound and the mind just disappears along with it.
啊，譬如说，你很伤心，对不对？那是伤心，我觉得那是心，对不对？可是你又知道你很伤心，那。很显而易见，那个伤心是什么？这一颗什么都不是的心气， 知道有一个伤心的现象。
So if you're feeling really sad, you're grieving, usually we think that the grieving mind is the mind. But it's interesting that at the same time, there you know, you're able to recognize that there is a you, a person, that is feeling this deep grief. So there's actually a mind that is aware of your sadness, the sadness emotion.
那也就是说，你说你有那种伤心，但这不是那个什么，那个不生不灭的心，伤心，这一下子伤心，一下子又什么，又什么心出来了，又开心出来了啊。那开心等一下又什么，又嫉妒心出来了，那这个会起起灭灭，但不是我们这一颗不生不灭的心。
So when you're feeling sad, the next moment you could very well become happy, and then the next moment you become jealous. This is not the mind that we're talking about. These are emotions that change fleetingly all the time. This is not the mind.
伤心是现象，伤心不是心。
So when you're sad, it's merely a phenomenon. It's not your mind.
电视里面有一些人就哭得很伤心，是不是现象？
In the TV, maybe showing some people crying, really, really sadly. Isn't this just a phenomenon?
然后你看到一个人很开心，你就看到现象，还看到他的心很开心。
If you see someone in a state of happiness,Are you merely seeing a phenomenon, or are you really seeing this person's mind?
还有一点就是非常灰心啊，退心，这个是现象还是跟他的心？
And if someone who is very discouraged and very down, again, is it merely a phenomenon, or is the mind of that person?
我们英文比较麻烦的是，我们都会。开心、伤心、退心，可是英文就没有，就是什么，就是什么 ，mind of encourage， 你不讲这个词。
There's a kind of tricky with the translation because in Chinese when we talk about sad, we talk about the sadness of the heart. When we talk about discouraged, we say discouragement of the heart. But in English, that's not the way to put it. So we cannot play upon the pun and look into this through that window.
所以是中文它会一直讲心，因为没有一样东西不是从心产生的。
But in Chinese, the reason why we kept talking about the sadness of the heart, the sadness of the happiness of the heart, or the discouragement of the heart, that is because all these phenomena arise from the mind, the heart itself.
那现在就是那一颗，就是所有的种种的这些心的来源，它是什么？不生不灭的心。那我们讲说，这个不生不灭的心，就是讲那个理，或者讲这个体，或者讲暗。
But the origin of all these phenomena is the mind, and the mind itself is non-arising and non-seeing.And it's equivalent to what we talk about as the principle, or the essence, or nature. And in this particular verse, it can also be referred to as the darkness.
那我们现在，因为看不到这个不动的心，可是你看到现象，又是从这个不动的心去看到的。
We're not able to see this mind itself. At the same time, the fact that we're able to perceive all these different phenomena is because of the functioning of the mind.
那整个禅宗就是要让你看到这个不动的心，让你有看到现象。
So the overall mission of this verse, inquiry into matching paths, is to help you to direct you to both look to be able to see this moving mind, changing mind, at the same time also perceive this forever changing phenomenon, both simultaneously.
Because we 这颗不动的心，或者不生不灭的心产生的种种现象，那把种种的现象当成这个心，或当成我，所以我们就有这个什么种种的什么种种的情绪，种种的什么伤心悲什么一大堆的心。
The mind creates all these phenomena. Yet, we don't see that it's the mind that's creating all these phenomena. Instead, we perceive the phenomena as the mind itself, because of this misunderstanding that we end up having all these different negative emotions and vexations, you know, sadness, happiness. That's because we don't see the distinction between the mind itself and the phenomena that has been created by the mind.
那、啊、接下来我们下面一句就是什么？万物自有公，当言用情处。
We're moving on to the next sandhya. All things have their own function, depending on their use and location.
也就是说，所有的现象都是这颗心产生的功能。
In another word.All phenomena is the result of the function of the mind.
譬如说，我讲的话，但是我的心透过念头，那透过舌头、喉咙，还有腹部，然后产生一个声音，对，这是我的心的功能。
Let's say I'm talking right now, right? So, isn't it the function of my mind? My mind gives rise to a thought. And through my thought, then it triggers my tongue movement, and then maybe a movement in my abdominal, and then the sound comes forth. But the underlying, ultimately, is my mind that's functioning, isn't it?
那这是我的部分。那你呢？你听到这个声音，是你用你的心，然后来注意我讲话的内容，来用你的心来判断我讲话的是什么意思，然后再用你的心感觉到说，哇，我真的听懂了，然后用你的心产生一个快乐的感觉，全部都是心。
So I just described the process of me talking, whereas you listening to my talk, isn't it the function of your mind that pushes you to attend to my sound, my voice, and then also it's the function of your mind to help you make differentiation to understand, comprehend the content of the voice, and then it is also the function of your mind.When you finally understood everything, give rise to this sensation, this emotion of bliss and happiness that, oh, I understand everything. It's all the functions of your mind.
那至于你想要说，哇，讲什么从头到尾都听不懂，这个来这边有点浪费时间啊。你这些种种想法都是从心里面什么产生出来的。那你用你的你心产生这些念头，那用你的心来做判断。那等一下，来自于你那样就是妙顿就离开了，也是用车心。
But in case that you are thinking, I really don't understand what he's talking about. You know, I've wasted all these time sitting here. I don't understand a word of it. That is also the function of your mind.And this may result later on if you use the bathroom as an excuse and then just run away from this lecture. That is also a function of your mind.
你可能看不到，这是你的心的功能，你只看到我讲的不好，其实是你的心的功能。
What we are unable to see is all these are functions of the mind, but we get stuck on the phenomenon, and instead of seeing the mind and its functioning, that we see, we think that it's a fact that, oh, the lecture is lousy.
我讲一句话，我用我的心讲一句话，然后你用你的心产生欢喜充满的感觉，或是觉得上当的感觉，那都是你的心。
So I use my mind to initiate all these thoughts, and then you use your mind to either create the feeling of dharma bliss or create the feeling that I have been duped. These are all the functions of your own mind.
你不能完全怪我，你也要负一点责任。
You cannot blame me 100%. You are in charge of some of it also.
有些人，他听得懂听不懂，他都决定说，我一定要做下去，这是他的心。
Some people, regardless whether he or she is able to understand the lecture or not, they have decided, I'm just going to sit through it. Again, this decision is the function of the mind.
我在台湾，曾也是讲这样的，有一个人听了一点，他一点都不懂，就总算听懂了，他并没有责怪我。有一点懂了。
I gave similar talk in Taiwan, and there was someone in the audience who sat through the lectures for the entire year, not understanding anything. And at the end of it, finally he was starting to able to get have some inkling of what I'm talking about. So again, that's a function of the mind.
你在这边听不懂，那你还坐下来，其实，你装点道场了。
Even if you're not able to really understand the lecture, but if your mind has decided that you're still going to sit here, then you're actually using your body to adorn this dharma place. At least by creating, co-creating some affinities together. These thoughts are all the functions of our mind.
如果我一讲你就听得懂，你不用来了。
If I only talk a little bit about it and then you instantaneously understand everything, if that's the case, then there's no need for you to be sitting here listening to all this.
那如果你真的听得很懂，很欢喜充满，是不是听得懂呢？
Then even if you think you understand everything and feel quite blissful, do you really understand?
这个懂有很多层次。
When we talk about understanding and comprehension, there are many, many levels and layers.
有些人是听，就是什么听了以后欢喜充满；有些人是听了什么言下大悟，就是听了这个语言以后就大开悟了，言下大悟。
Some people, listen to this lecture and they feel very blissful and happy. So for some people, just hearing it, they become completely enlightened.
那这一些都是全部都是心的功能。
And even either being blissful or being enlightened, these are also the function of the mind.
所谓就是言下大悟，就是说他听了以后他能够看到他那一颗不生不灭的心，然后同时所有的现象都在这不生不灭的心里面产生出来。
If someone is able to be enlightened, that means this person is able to see the mind, the unchanging mind, the mind that doesn't arise nor cease. And also, at the same time, this person is able to perceive all the phenomena that is created by the mind.
那我们一般人听得懂是 听到了你以后，然后心里面产生了一个欢喜 的感觉，或是你的心连接到某一种现象，那原来讲是你可能以前所没有感受到的现象，那今天就要听懂了，那跟刚才说什么联想到是不一样的。
Some people, when they say they understand the lecture, and they feel happy by listening to it, it could be when you listen to a lecture, it makes you connected to certain blissful feelings, or it's possible that it helps you make a connection between what you hear now to a concept that you have never thought about previously. That's some levels of comprehension, and it's different.From the kind of enlightenment that we had described earlier.
听不懂就是说，你听到以后，你连接不到你想要的现象，你想要的感觉，都听不懂，根本没有关系。
And even if you say I don't understand a thing, that is because you're not able to make a connection, or you're not able to make connection to.The phenomenon that you desire to make the connection to. Okay, so you have some preconceived notion of you want to create this phenomenon, but it doesn't connect to that. That's why we call it incomprehension. But really, it has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. It's not my responsibility.
因为你听到一个东西以后，你不能去连接你记忆中的。相应 的经验，你没办法连接。那个经验是谁的经验？是你的经验，不是我的经验。
Incomprehension is resulted by listening to a lecture, and you're not able to connect it to any of your previous experience. But whose experience is it? It's your experience that you're not able to make connection to. It's not my experience.
然后你连接不到你的经验。再讲，你可以连接到很舒服的感觉，就是你就会连接到不舒服的感觉。那不舒服的感觉是你的，不是我的。
The fact that you are not able to make the connection between the lecture and your own personal experience. Alternatively, you could connect it to still a blissful feeling, but generally, people usually connect it to an unhappy, dissatisfied feeling. And again, whose feeling is it?It's your feeling, it's not my feeling.
有没有可能就是你连接你听不懂，就是你听不连接不到你想要的跟那一个语言所相关的经验，那接下来连接很舒服的感觉，有没有可能？
So let's say even when you feel you don't understand anything, that means again you cannot make connection between the lecture and your own past experience.But in that situation, is it possible that you can still, turn around and connect the lecture to a blissful emotion? Is that possible?
可以哦，比如说你就决定说，听得懂，我也很欢喜；听不懂，我也很欢喜。就你就可以连接，就是什么，输了经验的输了经验是你自己选择的。
So indeed, it is possible that your mind, you can decide.That regardless of whether I understand or if I don't understand, I am still connected to a blissful feeling. It doesn't matter. It's your decision.
这跟听到被人家骂，然后产生不舒服的感觉，那可不可以听到被骂？你说我被骂的时候，我一定要很舒服，可不可以？
This is similar to another situation where.If you are yelled at by some people for no reason, usually we have negative feelings and they're mad and sad. But is it possible? Can we actually connect being yelled at to a happy feeling? It's possible, right? It's a choice.
可不可能？还是不可能？可以，以后那
Impossible or impossible?
以后你就告诉自己哦，被骂的时候，至少就是什么？很舒畅很放松，你不要就觉得很高兴，那这样越来越生气。
So you can try this. next time, even if you're being yelled at by someone, you can at least make yourself feel relaxed and just at ease. You don't necessarily have to be happy, because otherwise, if you're too happy, the person who's yelling at you is not really satisfied, so you become even more angry.
但是即使你被人家骂，或是碰到很不顺心的事，你们都能够非常的，就是什么，非常的，非常的快乐啦，非常的安详，你都不会看到你的心本身。
So that's one level of practice. No matter what state you're in, even if you're yelled at, you're still able to maintain a state of ease and peace. That's one level of practice. But even if you're able to do that, you're still not seeing the essence and the nature of your mind.
有些人是以这个为目标，比如说我碰到什么环境，那我都是怎么心里都很平静，那不起烦恼。有些人会这样练，练了很久也可能会练成功，可是你还是看不到你的体，这个是现象，是心的一种功能而已，不是心的本身。
Some people use that as an objective, a goal of their cultivation. The goal they set for themselves is that no matter what kind of state I'm in, I am going to maintain a mind of ease and peace. And so that they continue to pursue that goal. And after many years, people may indeed succeed in maintaining the state of peace and ease. But even if that's the case, that is still a phenomenon, a function of the mind. You're still not seeing the very essence of the mind.
如果要同时看到这个灵跟暗，或是体跟用，那么就是被骂的时候，或是被赞叹的时候，或是被我们说被侮辱的时候，你是看不到骂的那个声音是心外的东西，是别人，不会这样子。但是骂的声音听到了，那是心里面的。的一个现象之一。
To be able to see the essence of the mind, to simultaneously see essence and the function of the mind, it means that even in situations where you have been yelled at or insulted by other people, you no longer.Perceive the sound that's insulting you as something external. You don't make the distinction between yourself and the external phenomenon. You simultaneously see that the insulting voice that you hear is but the function of the mind.
就原理是你在做梦，梦到有一个人在骂你，那你知道梦中有人骂你。你知道全部都是你心里面的什么现象。
It would be just like when you're dreaming, and in your dream someone is scolding you. If you know you're dreaming, then you would know that there's no one externally scolding you. It's but a phenomenon created by your mind in your state of dreaming.
那这边就是晚上做梦嘛，那白天跟梦不太一样，就是白天会多了一个透过眼睛看到的，透过耳朵听到的，透过鼻子闻到的，透过舌头尝到的，透过身体感觉到的啊，会多这个五样的，再加你的 这个梦境，就是你意识的分别，你分别也是一样的，但是白天是多了，对，你的五根又多这个五尘。
So, that's in the state of dreaming. But in the waking moment, on top of that, the functioning of your mind, your consciousness, you also additionally have the functioning of your five faculties, the eye, the nose, the ears, the mouth, and your body sensation, and they encounter different sensations, the visual sensations and the aura sensations, etc., etc. On top of that, just like in the state of dreaming, there's also the functioning, the phenomena that are created by your consciousness.
也就是用佛法的名称，就是晚上的你的那个意识没有跟前五根产生互动，那白天意识这一部分还是一样的，就是多了一个什么跟前五识的互动，就前就五根的，就五根五识的互动而已。我们叫五际意识跟什么，好像是什么独头意识，晚上是独头意识，没有跟外面的什么五层互动，然后白天是什么，你这个意识有跟外面的五层互动，这样子而已。
So the difference between the state of dreaming is, in the state of dreaming, your consciousness is the one, the only solo player. Whereas in the waking moment, the five other faculties are awake and it's interacting with five sensory objects that's in the world.
那你可以用这个梦中的这个经验来去，就是说去看待你意识所产生的、所勾引的你的经验的或你的感受，那一部分是跟梦中是一样的，这一部分全部都是你心里面的东西。
So in the state of dreaming, you understand that it's all created by the mind, and you can apply this experience to your waking moment.And realize that again, it's still all the functioning of your mind. So in the waking moment, your mind sort of can reach out and be attached to all these other sensory objects. But it's similar to the dreaming state. It's just the function of the mind.
那你看到的这个外面的，就是说人事物，或者说色声香味触法，叫做五层，是不是也是心里面产生的呢？是。
In the waking moment, when you see, or when you perceive all these other external sensory objects, the form, the taste, the scent, etc., etc., are these ultimately still created by the mind?
那。所有的现象都是你心中你所看到你所感知到的那些现象都是你心产生的现象，你这样看待，那你就比较容易看到，就是那个什么体跟用，理跟事。
So if you're able to see that all these sensory objects they encounter as created by your own mind, if you're able to see that all the phenomena are the functioning of your mind, then you will be able to understand what we're talking about in terms of essence and function, or another phrase that we use often is principle versus phenomena.
那如果你们现在在这边听到我在跟你讲解这一个参同器，那你就你真的这么认为一个华师在外面的跟你讲的话，那就看不到体了，看不到那个暗，你就看到明。 只看到现象，看不到背后的心性。
You're sitting here and you think there's a 法师 that is talking. You hear me talking and you clearly perceive that you are sitting there listening. If you think there's someone externally giving the talk, in that case, then you are not able to simultaneously see essence and function. You are merely seeing the phenomenon, or we also call it the brightness. You're not able to see what is the underlying obscure source of the mind.
那这边的万物自有功哈，因当边用起处就在讲说，你这一些看到外面的现象，你认为就是哦，这个人对我好。你这样子的看待跟做，这全部都是我内心的什么的东西，那这个功能是不一样的。
什么功能？
新的功能。
我看到的原始经验。
对。
So here again in this sangha, all things have their own function depending on their use and location. Comparing between.Whether you're sitting there and perceiving there's someone externally giving a talk, and then you subjectively listen to the talk, it's not the same as someone who's using their mind and not making the distinction between subjectivity and objectivity.
用另外一个名称来解释，比如说，你看不到有。法师在说法，你看不到你在听法，可是，在那个位置的声音，那个法师的声音，还要你听的这个东西，你都是那么清楚，那这个就是什么？你可以这样的话，你就比较容易看到体跟用。
If you no longer make a distinction between an external source of the voice and an internal source of a listener, if you don't make that distinction anymore, instead, at the same time, you're able to clearly perceive that there's a voice giving out his talk, and then if that's the case, then you will then be able to see what we're talking about, the essence and the function of the mind.
同样的，比如说你被 lay off 叫什么？叫做还被裁员的啊、哦！你真的就是你不用去上班了，可是你没有看到你被老板裁员的，但是你也不用去上班，你也不会想说我不用去上班，那你比较容易看到什么体跟用。
Another example, if you have laid off, but if you're able to not perceive that, oh, my boss fired me, and then you don't perceive that, oh, I no longer have to go to work. If you don't see that anymore, then you're able to go beyond and see essence and function.
那如果说，哎呀，你就被老板炒鱿鱼了啊，那愤愤不平，那就是很难过。那这样的话，你就是只看到现象，你看不到心性本身。
But on your, instead, if you cannot obliterate the distinction and you continue to see that my boss is a bad guy that fired me, and consequently I am being so sad because of that, if that's the case, then you are still stuck with external phenomena and not able to see the.
因为我们已经把内心里面的现象分成一半是在心外了，有一半是在心内的。你生气那部分是心内的，然后你愤愤不平的那部分是心外的。
For a very, very long time, we are used to divide.These phenomena that's created by the mind, we're used to dividing it into external versus internal. feeling sad and disappointed that we take that as something internal happening to me, and being angry at the boss, you know, having the boss fired and laying me off, that is perceived as something that's coming from externality.
老板把你 fire 掉，那老板叫你不用气的那一个，我一个嘴脸的，就是那一种表情啊，然后出现在你的记忆中的时候，那是心内的，还是你把他当成老板，是很就是认为他是心外的老板，那这样的话，我们就迷失在现象上了。
So whenever you remember the image of the boss, and you recall the situation where your boss was firing you off and with this really nasty expression on his face, on her face, oftentimes we forget that this is a phenomenon that's created by our own mind, and instead we fixatedly think that this image that we created in the mind as the boss himself.
那比如说我们对一个人怀恨在心，那个人不见了你也是恨他，是不是要把那一个人的影像当成心外的人？
才能够恨自己。
So, in another situation, if you have been long holding a grudge for someone.And this person has actually disappeared or passed away, but you still hold this grudge on for a very long time. And whenever you think of this person, you're angry. But it's, again, the image that's created by your own mind. It's a phenomenon created by your mind. So instead, we are used to separating this, and we treat that as, as a representation of the person herself.
这是不是把你心中的一个现象当成心外的一个实体的人？
We're taking an internal phenomenon that's created by the mind and mistakenly treated as an external object.
所以当我们讲说我放不下这个人，其实你要一个基本的认识，就是我放不下的那一个的影像是那个人。
If you say to yourself, I just cannot let that person go, I can't let that person go, that means you are operating under the condition where you treat your mental image as the external, as the person, him or herself, already. You're already operating that way.
如果你看到那一个根本就不是人，你没有办法说我放不下他了。
But if you're able to make a distinction between your internal phenomenon and external object, and realize that your internal image is not the actual person, then you're no longer binded by this, whatever I can let go or whatever.
是不是这个样子？就是你在你的记忆里面，就是觉得那个人讨厌。就是要把你觉得很讨厌那个人当成真的人，才有办法讨厌他。
If you have an internal image of someone and you think, oh, this person is so disdainful, doesn't it mean that you have to take this image, the mental image of a real person, in order to have aroused such a strong feeling?
比如说，你很讨厌你的哥哥，或者你的姐姐，或者你的妈妈。那现在这边嘛，那是不是要你把那一个经验中的爸爸妈妈、哥哥、姐姐的那一个影像当成真的爸爸妈妈，才能够讨厌？是不是要
？Again, by extension, if you really, really dislike one of your siblings or your parents, and then doesn't it mean that whenever you think of this person and in connection to all the past experiences associated with this person, whenever you have a thought of this person, you take this thought as an actual person this is the way we operate, and that by doing that, that's the only logical way that we're able to give rise to such a strong feeling.
那我们一般人有一些人，因为他从这个这一个就是认知下手，他还是把那个当成爸爸妈妈，可是他转变心态，我什么接受爸爸妈妈后，我原谅爸爸妈妈，可是他看不到他原谅他的神，他的什么妄想。
嗯。Some people try to remediate the problem by working at one level, whereas whenever they think of, they have the image of the parent or the sibling, someone that they really dislike, they, instead of feeling angry, they tell themselves, I'm learning to forgive and to let go of this person. That is one level of cultivation of operation, where you connect it with some, instead of being negative, you connect it to a more positive feeling.
可是我们经验上都是这样子，就是说我们不会认为那个记忆不是人，我们还是认为记忆的是某某人，那我改变态度，那从排斥转化为什么接受，从什么讨厌就能够转变为欣赏，都还是把那个影像当成人，对不对？但是还是可以改变的，改变心态嘛。
So that's what some of us do. We change our attitude. We still don't make the distinction between what is created by our mind versus what is. We still think what the phenomena is created by our mind as the actual person. But instead of feeling angry to that person, you change the anger to a more peaceful feeling. You change animosity toward something that's more harmonious. That's a change of attitude.
所以这个功用啊，就是新的功能，你改变心态，能看到记忆不是人，这两者的功能不太一样了。
But there is a difference between just changing the attitude versus seeing the real difference between the image created in your mind and not projecting it onto the actual person in the real world.
所以就是说，第一句就是说，万物自有功，当引用其处，就是说，我们的心有种种的功能，那要看看就是这个你的功能是哪一种功能。
So those are different functions of the mind. And again, we burn back to the stanza where all things have their own function. It's again illuminated to the fact that the mind is very capable, has all different kinds of functions.
那心有种种的功能，也就是说心就是一个理，然后是性，或者一个体，那产生种种的功能，这个用，这个现象，那这一个或者是那这一个现象或者这个事啊，或者这个功能，它都就是从这个体跑出来的，那是叫四存涵盖格。
So the mind, or we call it the essence, the nature of the mind, it gives rise to all these different phenomena, it has all these different functions. Those are how the mind works. And so here, the following sentence talks about phenomena, stores, seals, covers, combined. That is what it's talking about, where the mind has all different kinds of functions.
涵盖就是一个盖子里面，盖子里面空着，它的比喻就是它隐藏的那个什么道理，那个理现象一定是它背后一定有它这个底，也就是现象背后一定是有心。
So for phenomena, stores and seals, you can think of it as a box. That the essence is in the box, contained within. And it gives rise to all these different phenomena, the external, the more superficial. But behind all the phenomena is created, caused, or supported by the essence of the mind.
那如果你能够，这边就是要鼓励你，就是看到事，看到现象，也要看到你这个不生不灭的心。那要看到不生不灭的心，也不能离开现象，可以找到不生不灭的心。
So this is what we should be striving for. Seeing phenomena, we should go beyond and be also try to also see the mind, the essence that's underneath. But at the same time, seeing the essence and seeing the mind doesn't preclude us from also.Seeing the phenomena simultaneously. The two cannot happen independently.
那个事跟这个心就是有点像是心经所讲的什么色不异空，然后空不异色，那这样事就是空，你不能离开事找到空，那空不异色，你也不能离开空，还有一个有色这个现象。
So when we talk about essence and function, or principle and phenomena, this should remind us of the verse in the Heart Sutra, where it talks about form is not other than emptiness. Emptiness is no other than form. Form is precisely emptiness, and emptiness is precisely form. Those two those two should take place simultaneously.
你们从家里面啊。这个身体从家里面来到这边，你的心有没有从家里面来到这边？
Your physical body came from your own apartment and came over here, right? Does your mind come along as well?
如果你看到你的身体来，你的心也来了，表示你那个心是假的心。
But if you see that your mind is here, and then you also see that your mind is here, then that means the mind is a false mind.
应该是，就是说身体来了，不忘心也来了，可是那一颗不动的心没有来。
The real answer is that the physical body is here, and maybe the illusionary mind is here too, but the real mind, the real essence of mind, is not here.
那等一下回去的时候，身体回去了，心也回去了，可是那个不生不灭的心没有回去。
When you go home, your body goes home, and your illusory mind goes home, but this mind that doesn't rise and doesn't cease, this mind doesn't go anywhere.
那你听的
所以那这个心不是遍地都是吗？所有时间无处不在。
这个心不能讲说遍地都是，也说遍地都不是，因为所有的现象都从这个心产生的，哪里有这个心都遍地都是的。
You can't say that it's everywhere or it's nowhere because everything is created by this mind. So you can't say it's everywhere or nowhere.
你还有东西在那个地方。
There isn't a thing.
You can't say it's not here.
你怎么会说那个心不在这里呢？既然一切都是由心造的话。
很好吗？今天什么状态？
我不用讲分明。
We have an hour, it's okay, we only
have an hour. 我们刚才不是讲吗？有现象，你这一颗心也知道；没有现象，这颗心也知道。所以有现象没现象，这个心通知道。心知道的话，这个现象都要从心里面跑出来，或是这个现象是被心认知的。
So we have talked about this previously, whether there's a phenomenon, the mind knows. But when it's void of phenomena, the mind also knows. So when there's some kind of phenomena, isn't it all coming out from the mind?
好，你们现在回去了，你身体回去了，你心理上也回去了。请问你那颗心知道你身体回去了，知道你心回去了，那个心在哪里？
So you go home now, and your mind knows that your body went home, and your mind also knows that there's a mind that went home with the body as well. So where is this mind that knows?
你说在哪个地方？请拿给我看看在哪里。
Where is it? Show me.
I don't think that this mind is confined in any way by space, or you know, it's not something that can be located by pointing. It's bigger than space. It comes before.The idea of space and our perception of space.
Bill 菩萨是说，我不认为这个心能够被任何的一个空间所局限住。事实上，这个心它是在有空间之前就已经存在的。
也就是说，心认知空间，空间没办法认知心。
In another word, the mind has the ability to perceive space, but the space does not have the ability to perceive or to reflect on the mind.
好，那同样的，你都可以按照这个道理，按照这个原则，你听不懂，听得懂这一个。这个是一个现象，你那颗心从来也没有说听懂或听不懂。
So whether you understand the lecture or not, these are merely phenomena. The mind itself, to the mind itself, there doesn't even exist the phenomenon of comprehension or incomprehension at all. It doesn't affect the mind.
也就是说，你听得懂，这个心知道你听得懂；你听不懂，这个心也知道你听不懂。可能那个心并不是听得懂这个现象，或听不懂这个现象。
In other words, when you understand, the mind knows that you understand. When you don't understand, the mind also knows that you're confused and don't understand.
心还是知道，就是
心知道你听得懂，心知道你听不懂。
对，
心本身
并没有懂或是不懂。心它都是知道的，可它不是那些现象本身。
But the mind itself is all awareing, but it does not reflect those phenomena. It's not equivalent to those phenomena of comprehending or incomprehension. It's simply aware.
那每个人都有这颗心，那如果你不能同时看到这颗是既有认知感知的心，但是它又是什么都不是的心，你不能这样看到，只看到现象的话，你就会把现象就是当成是我。我们说迷失在现象当中。
We all have this mind that we keep talking about. But if you're not aware, if you cannot simultaneously be aware of the mind that is able to know, to perceive all phenomena, yet at the same time the mind is not affected, it's not connected to all these phenomena. If you're not able to see these two working together, at the same time,then oftentimes we are mistakenly led to believe the phenomenon as the mind itself.
那有时候我们要去说，那这个心是什么？我们说，那听得懂是谁？听不懂是谁？ 啊，那从家来到这边是谁？那你要回去的是谁？就是找那个什么既有感知，可是他又是什么什么都不是，可是什么金钱都是，那个是什么？那通叫做谁？
So going back to what is the essence of the mind, oftentimes to address this question, we ask, who is it that comprehends? Who is it that doesn't understand, that doesn't comprehend? Who is it that goes home? The mind has the ability to be aware of everything, yet it's not associated with, attached to the phenomenon.
所以如果这样的话，那我们就不是这改变现象的，而是去看到那一颗你说不动的心或者不生灭的心，然后让所有的现象按照它的什么，它的因缘就是升起消灭，但你的那个心，你发现好像有发生事情，可是其实从这个心来讲，什么事都没有发生。
If we're able to understand all of that, that instead of focusing, spending our energy on changing external phenomena, then instead we know that the mind is aware at all times and let the phenomena according to conditions and causes.Let the phenomena rise and cease, and the mind stays there, as if something had happened, yet nothing had really happened.
所以我们可能可以用个镜子啊，用镜子，用镜子来代表啊。镜子里面有种种的现象，那有人来来去去的啊。那可能也有一些什么，动物啊来来去去的，那这些镜子里面的影像是不断的随着因缘在改变，可是镜子从来没有什么看到它从来有动，也没有它也不会说因为这些现象增增减减，镜子就什么增增减减。
And again, we can liken it to there's a common analogy that we use, the mind as a mirror. And the mirror has the ability to reflect everything that's happening in the environment. In the environment, there may be objects, there may be animals coming in and leaving. But to the mind itself, the mind, there's no addition to the mind, nor any subtraction to the mind.
如果你不懂，你就问那不懂的是谁？如果你懂的话，你说懂的是谁？
If you feel confused and don't understand, then you ask yourself, for instance, who is it? Who is it that doesn't understand? And if you think that you understand, then also ask yourself, who is it that understands?
那如果你说找到谁，那以后你就可以看到什么？我们叫现象跟空性，或是。暗跟明，或是理跟事。
If you're able to find the who that you're asking, then you will be able to see emptiness and phenomena simultaneously. You're able to see essence and function, or principles and phenomena arising at the same time.
啊，最后我有没有讲你没有听？
Okay, finally at the end, have I said anything? And have you heard anything? Are you hearing? Am I saying?
假如你没有，我有讲，你有听，表示你没有听懂。
If you think that I have said something, I talked, and that you listened, that means that you haven't understood.
应该讲就是说，我有讲，你也有听，其实没有讲，也没有听。
Instead, we should really say, yes, I have talked and you have listened. But really, I haven't talked and you haven't listened either.
是啊，像背住，把它背起来也好啦。
at least, you know, can maybe just simply memorize it by rote and have an inkling and memory of what has been said.
有讲，有听，是先讲，然后没讲，没听，是他的那个什么，在那个理或者体。
The phenomenon of having said and heard, that is a phenomenon. And not having said, not said, and not heard, that is the essence.
你就用这么告诉自己啦，虽然是假的啊，你还觉得有听了，没有并没有什么没听没那个，你还是可以这样告诉自己。
At least that's what you can tell yourself. What has been said and what hasn't been said, there's the essence. Nothing has been said, nothing has been heard.
好，阿弥陀佛。我们还有一次啊，下一次再一次就把它结束了。
There's one more session next week. And then there'll be